Welcome to Rambam on the Line, a project of Sichus in English. Today we begin with Hilchos Shvi'as Atzeres, the laws of repose on the 10th of Tishrei, which is Yom Kippur. The Rambam begins as follows: Yesh b'cholam abon mitzvos, shtei mitzvos asei, u'shtei mitzvos lois asei. These laws involve four commandments. Two of them are positive commandments, and two of them are negative commandments. V'zeu pratim, and they are as follows. Aleph, the first commandment, lishbeis boi mimlacha, to rest from work on that day. Beis, the second commandment, shaloi lates boi mimlacha, not to do work on that day. Gimel, the third commandment, lisaneis boi, to fast on that day. And Dalet, the fourth commandment, shaloi lecho v'lishbeis boi, not to eat or drink on that day. Uveir, kol mitzvos ha'elu b'tzokim me'elu. And an exposition of these commandments is contained in the following chapters. Perek Rishon, the first chapter. Halacha Aleph, the first halacha begins as follows. Mitzvos asei lishbeis mimlacha be'aser l'chodesh ha'shvi. It is a positive commandment that requires us to rest from prohibited work on the 10th day of the 7th month, which is Yom Kippur. Shenema, for the scripture says, Shabbat Shabbosim Hilochem. It is a Sabbath of shalom, solemn rest. The Chol Aisabay Malacha, whosoever performs prohibited work, Bito Mitzvah Sasei, disregards a positive commandment, the other Mitzvah Lai Sasei. And he transgresses on a negative commandment. Shenema, as the scripture says, Uvi Aser V'Gomer Kol Malacha Lai Sasu, and on the 10th day of the month, no manner of work should be done. And now the Rambam asks, "Umau chayiv halasiyas melacha b'yemzeh? What is the penalty for performing work on this day?" So now it depends. Imas adur tzaynoi, if he did that work of his own free will, and bezadin, and with deliberateness, which means that he knew that the day was Yom Kippur, and he knew that the melacha that he was performing was a melacha that was not allowed to be done on that day. So chayiv karis, he is liable to the karis, which means to be cut off from the nation of Israel. V'imasa b'shgaga, and if he performed the work inadvertently, it's chayiv karban chatas kavua. He's liable to bring a fixed sin offering. Halacha beis, the second halacha. Kol malacha shechayov mazadayne b'shabbos skila, chayov mazadayne b'asar karis. Whenever the penalty for work done deliberately on the Sabbath is stoning, the penalty for doing it deliberately on the 10th of Tishrei is karis. They call shechayovim alav kod mechatas the Shabbos. And all times when the penalty is bringing a kod mechatas, a sin offering on the Sabbath, chayovim alav kod mechatas b'yom kippurim. Likewise, we are liable to bring a sin offering in Yom Kippur. The chol dover she'asa la'aseisa b'Shabbos. Whenever something is not permitted to be done on Sabbath, even though it is not a melacha, we are likewise prohibited from doing it in Yom Kippur. And if one does it nevertheless, he is liable to a disciplinary flogging. Just as he would be liable to a disciplinary flogging for the same act on the Shabbos. Everything which we are not allowed to move in Shabbos, we are not allowed to move it in Yom Kippur. And all things which we are not allowed to say or to do on Shabbos, it is likewise not permitted to be done in Yom Kippur. To sum all this up, is aim ben Shabbos Yom Kippurim binyanim elu. Elo shezodin melacha b'Shabbos eskila, u'b'yom Kippurim b'kar. The only difference between the Shabbos and Yom Kippur in these matters is that the penalty for deliberate work on the Shabbos is stoning, while on Yom Kippur it is kar. Halacha gimel, the third halacha. U'mutel l'kanevis ha'yerg b'yom Kippurim min ha'mincha l'mailo. We are allowed to perform kinuv with vegetables in Yom Kippur from mincha time and onwards. Another Rambam explains, "Umau kinuv, what is considered kinuv? Sheyasir es ha'olim amufoshois, that he removes the dried out leaves of the vegetables, bikatis ashar, bisakinois alachilo, and he cuts the rest and he prepares it to eat. V'chein nefatzim beguzim, we crack nuts, mefachim beremoinim, and we prepare pomegranates, mina mincha umayla, from mincha time and onwards, v'pnei agmas nefesh, to relieve the fastest stress, so that when Yom Kippur ends, he would have a meal ready and he would not have to start in the preparation after Yom Kippur. The Yom Kippurim Shecholiyas B'Shabbos, and Yom Kippur, which falls out on Shabbos, Asur B'Knivas Yerek U'V'Tziyas Eguzim U'V'Frichas V'Mayinim Kol Hayom. Then we are not permitted to do all the above all day. Kfar Nogu Ha'am B'Shinar U'V'Mayrit, and it is already the custom of the people in Babylon and in the land of Israel, Shalayasu Achas Mikolei Libiyei Mitzrayim, not to do any of these in Yom Kippur, Elareihu Kishabbos Bechol Dvarav. It is exactly like the Shabbos in all matters. Halacha Dalet, the fourth halacha, Mitzvah Saseh Acheres Yesh B'Yom Kippur. There is another positive commandment in the day of Yom Kippur, Behi, and it is as follows, Lishvei Zvoi Machilei Ishtiya, to refrain, to rest from eat and drink. Shenemar, as the scripture says, Tanu Isnaf Sheisechem, that you should afflict your soul. The Piya Shemuel Lomdu, and the sages have learned by way of tradition, Ezu Inu Shehula Nefesh, what is considered an affliction for the soul, is Eotzoim, it is fasting. The Cholat Samboi, and everyone that fasts, and Yom Kippur Ki Mitzvah Saseh, has kept a positive commandment, and all that eat and drink in Yom Kippur, little mitzvah say, he has disregarded positive commandment, the overall loisa say, and he has transgressed a negative commandment. Shenema, as it is written in the scriptures, ki chol nefesh aser loy tzuna be'etzim hayom hazeh v'nichatzo. For whatsoever soul it be that shall not be afflicted on that same day, he shall be cut off. Miyacha she'onisat kosev karis l'mi shaloi nisano, since the scriptures have said that the penalty for one that did not afflict himself on Yom Kippur is karis, l'madmu, we infer from this, she'mazarim anu boi al achil rishtia, that we are warned against eating or drinking on that day. The chol ha'ichol ha'shaisabai b'shagig, whoever eats or drinks on that day inadvertently, chayiv kod mechadas kavua, is liable to affix sin offering. Halacha hei, the fifth halacha, v'chein l'madnu mipia shmua, it is similarly known by way of tradition, sh'asu lichayit, one is not permitted to wash by on the day of Yom Kippur, or losuch, or to anoint by on the day of Yom Kippur, or minunus of sandal, or to wear leather shoes, or liver, or to have marital relations, or mitzvah lishbois mekol elu kederach sheshavis machilu yishtia. It is a commandment to refrain from the above things, just as he refrains from eating or drinking. Shenemar, as the scripture says, Shabbos, it is a Sabbath leinyan achila, for the matters pertaining to eating, the Shabbos l'inyonim elu, Shabbos l'inyonim elu, and it is a day of psalm rest for these matters. Ve'en chayovim karis, chay karbon elo al achilu shtia. There's no penalty of karis or of bringing a sin offering, only on eating or drinking. Avalim rochat, oisach oinor levol. However, if he washed or he anointed himself or he wore shoes or he had marital relations, his makim oisa makas madis. The penalty is a disciplinary flogging. Halacha vav, the sixth halacha. Kishem shesvus melacha vay ben b'yom ben b'layla, kach shvus le'inui ben b'yom ben b'layla. Just as the cessation of work applies to both day and night, so does the abstention for the purpose of affliction apply to both day and night. V'tzarech l'hoisiv mechoyla l'kodesh v'chnisasai v'tziyasai. And it is also necessary to add part of the preceding and following weekdays to the holy day. Shenema, for the scripture says, Ve'inisem es nafshesechem b'tisha l'chodesh b'erev. And you shall afflict your souls in the ninth day of the month at the evening. Klayma, aschel atzum v'sanayt me'erev tisha asomach la'asir. Which means, you shall commence fasting and afflicting yourselves during the evening of the ninth day, where it adjoins the tenth. V'chein, be'yitziyah, shoy be'inui, me'at me'leil achadasar, somach la'asir. And likewise, at the termination of the day, one should prolong his affliction for a little of the night of the 11th of the month, where it adjoins the 10th. Shenema, me'erev aderev tishkasui shabbatchem. As the scripture continues and says that from evening unto evening shall you keep your Shabbat. Halacha Zayin, the 7th halacha. Nashim sha'echlois v'shoytez ad shachashcha. Women that eat and drink until nightfall. V'hein einam yodeh shemitzvah v'hoitzim v'chol l'kodesh. And they are not aware that it is a commandment to add from the weekday to the holy. Is ein memachim b'yodam. We do not interfere with them. Shelo yavo lasiz bezodim. In order that they should not do the same thing deliberately. Sharei. It is impossible to have an overseer in each and every house in order to warn the woman about this. It is better for them to do this inadvertently than they should do it deliberately. And also, all similar cases, the same rule applies. The same.